Next case, please.
The next and final application on tonight's agenda is 11,727. Jesse and Elizabeth Bear seek a special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a variance to reduce the front yard setback, sections 115-23(c)(6) and 115-23(c) of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the southwest corner of Roxana Road and Persimmon Place. The 911 address is 34556 Persimmon Place in Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR. The tax map is District 134, Map 15, Parcel 108.09. Specifically, again, it's a special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a 15-foot variance from the front. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and two mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Jesse Bear, 2nd, 34556 Persimmon Lane, Frankfurt, Delaware, 19945.
Al Dupont, 36234 Lindell Run, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
Elizabeth Dupont Bear, 34556 Persimmon Place, Frankfurt, Delaware.
Do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. She's gonna read.
My name is John Dupont. I would be the, I'm the father of the owner, and I would be living in this, garage studio. The uniqueness of the property here is kind of weird. This is a corner lot.
It's not a variance request, so you don't.
Well, it's a, no, it's a variance request plus a.
It is.
It is. Based on the placement of the garage studio, of the garage, it's in the front yard setback.
Sorry.
Okay.
Because Persimmon Place is actually the front yard, and Roxana would be the 15-foot side yard.
Gotcha.
For the front, based on the way we calculate it.
Well, this is the odd thing about the placement of this lot. It's a corner lot, and logically, anybody looking at it would think the front setback would be on Route 17, and the side setback would be on Persimmon Road. Persimmon Road is a 12-foot ride gravel road. And so when we started figuring this out originally, we figured a side setback at 15 feet. But we were told when we applied that it would have to be 30 feet. The, so we figured on a 15-foot setback from the property line, and I measured the other distances. There's another 15 feet from the property line to the edge of the road. So in effect, we're 30 feet off the edge of the road. It's only a 12-foot wide road. It's a gravel road. It only services four lots in this development. There are only four houses in, well, there are only two houses in here now. And so that would be the uniqueness of the lot. The proposed building is a garage studio. The location on the lot is really the only practical place to put it for proper egress. And also, the fact that we're seeking the setback is that we can't move it any further into the lot because of the location of the septic system. The septic was the only location that they'd allow us to put it on this lot because it's the highest part of the lot. The rest of the lot is too low. So the location of the septic system was required to be where it was. The area is a residential area, and the proposed structure is a residence. All the adjacent property owners have submitted statements of support. We got statements of support from all the property owners in the area, and each of them signed a statement of support, which you should have in your binders there. The number five, the minimum variance, the proposed application is the only practical location on the lot, and this is the minimal modification. And I think the having access to this garage studio from Persimmon Place is a lot more practical than having it on Route 17 and adding another entrance off a highway rather than off a side street. As far as the special use exception criteria, again, the area is residential, and the studio apartment is an existing residential structure. All of the apartment would be 700 square feet. That's less than the 800 square feet maximum allowed in the ordinance. The parking for the tenant at the apartment is available, and there's plenty of parking. The kitchen, I'm not sure, as I read the ordinance, whether the kitchen would be permitted or not, or any kind of cooking facilities in this thing. But if they're not allowed, I would be living in this place. It would be a minimal kitchen. It's only a one-person unit. But if the cooking is not allowed, the cooking facilities aren't allowed, then we would eliminate them. And I would have a microwave in there and a mini refrigerator.
The cooking would be permitted as it's the garage studio apartment, so
right,
we recognize the kitchen would be part of it.
Okay. And when the house was built, it was wired to accommodate an addition if it ever became necessary. And the septic permit was obtained for a four-bedroom unit. And presently, the house is three bedrooms. That's all it was ever intended to be. So the septic system was designed to accommodate the extra bedroom. That's the end of it. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Waters? No questions. Mr. Rickards?
The interior, the other 15 interior, you've got where your side yard is now, where you want to put it, right? Side yard, where you want to put it now?
Yes.
About to the right?
To the right, it's 20 feet to the...
Can you put your garage with a bedroom apartment there?
I don't understand the question.
You see where you got your garage now that you're asking for?
Yes, the garage with a one-bedroom apartment, yes.
Okay, get down where it says soil boring site on the right-hand side.
Oh, remember, they're not.
Yes.
You see that open area in there?
Yes.
You can't put your garage down there with an apartment?
Garage apartment. That area is the lowest area on the lot. And
they comment when they did the septic.
Sorry, you need to step up.
Sorry. They made a comment when they did the septic that the water table was too high there. That's why we had to put the house where it was and the septic where it was.
Okay.
And your name for the record?
Sorry, Jesse Bear.
Thank you.
So in other words, that's an unbuildable area?
Correct. Really, yeah. I mean, in terms of right now, we're having issues right this minute with the flooding in the area because we're getting all the water coming off of the road from all the neighbors' yards and everything coming and sitting in there. Mm.
So that's the reason you had to go towards the other side?
Yes, correct, sir.
Okay, thank you. No other questions?
No questions.
No questions.
No questions.
Okay.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,727. We'll start out with a special use exception. The 800 square foot studio apartment will not substantially adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. You have stated that. Now, to the variance portion of it, would approve the variance. You're looking for what is the variance
15
again?
15-foot variance 15 from the front foot. Yard setback.
There you go. Okay, from 30 feet. Okay, uniqueness of the property, you stated, and I tried to get that out of you, then you answered that nicely. The water table in that area would prevent, that's the only buildable area you can put it in. That makes it unique. The variance is necessary to enable regional use of the property, I believe. Or is that your father?
Father? My father.
Okay. To live in, and necessary hardship is not an exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by you because of the limited amount of building space you have for that water problem. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford you relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
And a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,727. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Edson.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Callaway for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,727 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful night.
Okay. So which brother do you know?
Fred.
Elder Barrymore. Fred.
Jack.
Yeah, Fred. Yeah. Jack. Like my dad's Jesse.
Sam.
Yeah, Sam. Leo.
Have a good night, everyone.